Thank you for joining us today for another sermon podcast from Flushing Community Church. We desire to experience the transforming love of God and share it with others. It's our hope that you will find today's recording encouraging for your personal journey of faith. Let's join a member of our staff as they share another message from God's Word.
Good morning. You know, I spend a lot of time working with our youth group or in Kid City. And so when Terry had first asked me to speak here during the service, I was a little nervous because I didn't want to talk to you guys like you were in Kid City. And then I didn't know if I could relate as well as I can to you guys as I can in the youth group. So I talked to my family a little bit, and I asked them for some advice. I asked my son, Ben, I said, could I talk about, like, Star Wars? Would that be cool? And Ben's like, no, you cannot talk about Star Wars in church. I know, we could, but not right now. I talked to my wife, I said, you know, I'm putting everything together, I said, it kind of sounds like a theology paper. And she goes, well, you need to fix that. I was like, well, okay. She goes, you know what, babe? My favorite teacher and preacher is Steve. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I was thinking it might be me. She goes, so try and be more like Steve. There's only one Steve and there's only one me. So we'll see what can happen there. But, and then, just to show you how supportive my family is, when we got into the car to come here this morning, my oldest is Lauren, and she looked up in the rearview mirror and she said, are you excited? I said, yeah. I said, I love talking about God and I'm excited to go to church and share what He's doing in my life and in our family. And she goes, well, let's just see how terrible it is. I said, I know you're joking. I said, it's family church. You're going to be in there too. And she goes, she just smiled and nodded. Hey, yeah. So this whole series that I'm going to start talking about today and that is going to go on for a little bit this summer here is all about, it's titled Thy Kingdom Come. And the kingdom of God is a term that we hear discussed a lot. And it's mysterious, and it can be at times overwhelming. But I want to tell you that the kingdom of God isn't that far away. And that, and reflecting for this message and thinking about my life, God really showed me how the kingdom is something that I see reflected and practiced right in my own home and with the members of my family. And I invite you guys to get connected. I want you to listen to what I have to say, but I really believe that God, through His Holy Spirit, is going to speak to you. So I invite you to use the insert to take some notes. The YouVersion app is something that I use all the time. And then we also have a Twitter hashtag. And I use the Twitter hashtag all the time. But is anybody else on Twitter out there? Or maybe I'm like alone in a sea of nothing. So, oh, yeah, some of my youth group guys in the back, they're on Twitter. See? I mean, come on. Let me talk to you about my family. And I think we've got a picture of them here. Just ignore the glare off of my head in the picture there. But that's me. My wonderful wife, Chrissy. Our oldest is Lauren. And then we have Evelyn and Ben. And I never felt so old until I had a son. And he keeps me running around and doing so much. And they are a complete blessing to me. And my relationship with them is special. And in my relationship with my family, God has taught me a lot of things. He's taught me about how much He loves me and about how much He's done for me. And the way we act with each other has shown me a lot. In our house, Chrissy and I work together to make sure that our family comes first. We're always trying to make sure that we're putting our family's needs ahead of other things in the world around us. We model God to our children through our behavior and through our language. We're not perfect by any means, but we strive to be. We really want to show our children just how important God is in our lives and what He's doing to impact each and every one of us every day. One of the things that we do is we've made a choice that weekends are family time as much as possible. And even though I would love to be outside cutting the grass or putting in flowers or working on our new patio, we make sure that our weekends are spent together. And there's another picture here. Last weekend, we went to Lowe's. I was going to say Home Depot, but that's the wrong one. We went to Lowe's, and we've been doing these things, these little projects, every other Saturday for I don't know how many years now. In fact, this one was Iron Man, and was a little, his little chest glows out and everything like that. My kids, you can see Ben's really excited. The girls are like, "Hey, we made something with Dad." So we have all sorts of these projects, and I am so proud of these that we have in the back of our garage. I built 3 shelves, and they are just filled with all these projects, and I put them up there to remind me of how important it is to spend this time with them, that no matter how frustrating some things can be, no matter how exasperated I get, this time will be going so fast. That's how things are now, and that's, it's good, but it wasn't always that way. God used a pretty significant event in my life and in the life of my family to teach us a lesson, to teach us about His kingdom, to teach us about sacrifice. 2 years ago, I started to pursue the call of ministry in my life. And it is something that God and I had wrestled with for a long time. And it was something that I decided I couldn't walk away from anymore. At that same time, I was also working at a job that was based out of Detroit. And I was growing in responsibility there. I was making new contacts. I was living it up. It was good. Things were looking great. They were looking wonderful. But it wasn't where I needed to be. It wasn't the best thing for us. You see, spending time together at home was not happening. I would leave in the morning before my children were even awake to get ready for school. I'd come home at night with just enough time to help put them into bed, and that would be about all I'd see them. Weekends together building projects at Lowe's and Home Depot, that wasn't happening because I was trying to make up for lost time during the week on household chores or anything else. Things were not as fulfilling at home. I remember parts of a conversation that my wife and I had, and it went something like, "I don't do this, and I'm not around enough to help, and something is going to have to change." I thought, well, maybe, you know, we'll see. We'll just let it go for some time, and we'll see what happens. And I remember thinking about this as I was driving one day. And all of a sudden, I can tell you exactly when all this stuff started to hit me. I was driving north on M24. I'm coming up from Detroit, going into Lapeer. And I'm thinking about this client that I'm going to see. These guys were a really big problem for us. I just needed to devote some more time to them. I needed to, you know, just figure out how I could serve these people and how I could show them how much my company loved them and everything that I needed to do for them and everything would work out and I'd be making more money. And it would, all of a sudden, something hit me. Not literally, but figuratively. I mean, have you ever been sucker punched? Yeah, okay. I'm not saying that God sucker punches people or that He sucker punched me, but that's what it felt like. Here I was, worried about how to serve and model good behavior and love on a customer. And I couldn't do that at home. And it really, really impacted me. I started to cry. And I started to just think about all the ways in which I was not living up to what God had called me to do as a father. And as I'm driving there, I'm thinking, okay, God, you're really working on me here. What do we do from here? And God started talking to me about sacrifice and His kingdom. And this is going to be your fill in the blank moment here. The kingdom of God was founded on sacrifice. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. You see, God was reminding me in these moments that through the sacrifice of His Son, He had called me, He had redeemed me, and that He had wonderful things in store for me. And now He was asking me to look at my life in that same way. So, after I got home, I began to earnestly seek God and see what He had for me, to see where all this was going in my life. And in my study of God's Word, I read through the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And after Jesus teaches that prayer to His disciples, He starts to talk about what the kingdom of God looks like and how you would see that in your life and in the lives of the people around you. And in Matthew 6:24, Jesus says that no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That really, it still gets me, because I didn't even know it, but I was living a life trying to serve and please a career and trying to find success and be defined by something that wasn't God. And I started to think about what that had done to my family. I started to think about the times we weren't spending together. The fact that I wasn't serving them the way that I should. I needed to reflect the sacrifice of Jesus to my family. I started talking to my wife again. I said, you know, I think that something has to change. And she might have said like, and I told you so or something like that there. But I'm not, I love her very much, and she helps to keep me on the straight and narrow. So we talked. And I said, you know what, I have to keep pursuing my call to ministry. I really don't feel like I want to give that up. I really feel like God is going to do some awesome things, and that He's going to bless us, and that, you know, I'm going to be able to bless other people through that. And my wife says, no, that's fine. I get that. That's great. I said, one thing I think we may have to look at, though, is my job. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, what do you mean, oh, really? She goes, have you looked at yourself lately? Like, I know my wife teases me now because I have a big cell phone, right? And I'm always on it all the time, and I'm doing all sorts of stuff. But see, at my job there, I had my personal phone and I had my business phone. So I was that guy. Like, we would be out at a restaurant or something together as a family, and I've got a conversation going on with somebody on one phone, and then I'm answering email on the other, right? Or I'm taking a phone call on one, and I'm trying to set up a delivery for something else on the other phone. And so as I started to look at that, I said, okay, well, maybe, you know, yeah, I think we are onto something here then. Maybe it is me, maybe it is this job that has to change. So we took that before God. We asked Him to open some doors, to let us know if that was what He wanted for our life and for my job. And not even 2 weeks later, a door was opened for me to go and work at another company. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. Because, see, this job was 15 minutes away from home. It had, you know, the responsibility level was a lot lower, so I wouldn't feel like I owed them something more than what I needed to. And we could start spending time together again as a family. We could eat dinner together. We could have family game night. We could devote our weekends to family time again. But I mentioned that word sacrifice earlier, and this is where God really started to work on it. See, this new job with all these wonderful things, it was going to require a sacrifice because it was going to reduce the amount of income coming into our family by just over 30%. And I remember just thinking like, okay, God, would you really, really ask me and my family to make a sacrifice like this? Really? Because I'm thinking, oh, God's just going to go, ha-ha, I'm kidding. Here, you won the lottery or something. Like, No. Yeah, you got it. No. God reminded me that sacrifice is never easy, right? If it was easy, if it was pretty, then it wouldn't be called a sacrifice. So I said, Chrissy, I said, babe, can we do this? Can we make this sacrifice for ourselves and our kids? And she said, yes. She's like, we have to trust God. We have to be faithful. And that sealed the deal. So the next day, I set up a meeting with the owner of the company I was at. And I was scared. I was scared for a couple of reasons. Number one, because confrontation is not something I do very well. But also because I just didn't know if I had the words. I didn't know if I could go through with it to quit this job that was going to offer me so much. And I just prayed. I said, "Dear Lord, I just want you to be my voice. I want you to carry me through this. And I know that you're going to bless me on the other side." So during that meeting, and here I'm going to role play for a second. My boss, the owner, was a big guy. He is a Canadian former hockey player and all that, and he's a lot taller than I am. So I go in there, and I'm sitting across the table from him, and I said, "You know what? I'm so grateful for the opportunities I've had here, but I need to go someplace else. There's been a lot going on in my life, and I need to go somewhere else." And I thought, great, I said it, he'll just say, "Oh well," and we'll be done, right? Or he might get mad, be like, "How dare you quit?" No, this was this was going to be something else. He's like, and remember, he's Canadian. He's like, "How much are they paying you, eh? What are they going to do? You know, what's this other job giving you that I'm not?" I said, "Look, it's not about money. It's about me being able to serve my family, to spend time with them." We go back to my boss here, and he's looking down at me from the other side of the table. He's like, "Well, you know, the budget next year, the budget calls for you to get a 50% pay increase." This is exactly how it happened. And I'm sitting there, and I couldn't speak. In my mind, I want to jump up and go, "Yes! Yes! We'll make it work! Who cares? Right? 50% more!" I couldn't speak. Words came out of my mouth, though. Words came out of my mouth that said, "Thank you so much, but I've got to be home. I need to serve my family." What happened? I didn't say that. What's going on? Back to my boss. "Okay, you know what? You're a very, very valuable guy here at our company. I do not want to lose you. I want to make a commitment to you. I will double your current salary right now if you stay with us." Back to me. I can't speak still. I'm like, I wanted to put both fists up in the air. Yes, yes. Double the money. That'd be great. But I'm thinking in my head, sacrifice. What are you going to sacrifice? If what your job entails now is already asking you and causing you to sacrifice your family, what else is it going to do? And are you going to make this sacrifice that I've asked for you so that you can model the kingdom in your family or not? So as I'm struggling to say something, you know, again, words come out of my mouth that are not mine. "Wow, that is a great offer, but my mind is made up. I'm going to take another job. It's closer to home, and I'm going to spend more time with my kids." It's awesome, right? God is good. He still had one more thing for me. He says, "You know what? I don't care. I understand. You know what? If it's about your family, here's what we're going to do. I will double your salary. You can still keep all your quarterly bonuses. And I will tell you what, in order to help you buy a house down here, I'll buy the one that you're living in right now." I'm thinking, yes, new house, everything. No, no. I'm like, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, words come out of my mouth again. "You know what? That's wonderful, but the decision's been made, and 2 weeks from today, I'm done." And I'm like, who am I? you know? But it wasn't me. God asked me to make a sacrifice, and He was being faithful to that. He was saying, "You need to be there for your family. And when you take those first steps, I'll be there to help you along the way. So, I changed jobs. And where I'm at now, we do just fine. God is faithful in all those things. You know, it was not an easy thing. It was a big sacrifice. But God sees us through that. You know, when we talk about the kingdom, and we talk about the fact that it was built on a sacrifice, we can look at our family and see so many different areas where maybe we need to make a sacrifice. And it might not be something as big as changing a job or leaving a career on the table. It might be something as small as time. Have you thought about how you sacrifice your time? Now, we have leftover night at our house sometimes for dinner. And I'm sure you guys have it as well. And leftover night is my wife's least favorite dinner option, right? She's like, I only want to eat it once and then I don't want to eat it again. I'm like, but it was so good. Like, we could eat it for like 3 days. No, it's a leftover. I don't want the leftovers. Well, we do that with our time as well, don't we? Like, you know, I'll make it to T-ball practice if I can get out of work early enough. Or, you know what? Maybe we can go see that movie together as a family this weekend if I get the grass cut. Or, you know what? There's a few other things I need to do before we can spend some time together. That's giving our family the leftovers. And trust my wife, she does not want that. You don't want to be giving them the leftovers. We sacrifice in our finances and in our resources. You know, to model the kingdom for my kids and my wife and the other people in my family, it's an amazing thing. And instead of getting a new Wii U or something like that, we sacrifice to build a legacy. We sacrifice in certain areas to make sure that my kids can go to church camp. By doing these things, we're showing them that our lives are ruled by God, that we're putting Him first, and that we're putting Him first in everything else. The Apostle Paul was a powerful teacher and evangelist in the early church. In fact, most of the New Testament was written by him. And at one point, Paul is writing to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. And in 1 Timothy chapter 5 here, he says, "But those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers." The way I treat my family, the way I treat my relatives and those who belong to my family, my home, that shows a lot of truth. That shows faith. That shows who lives in my heart and who I put first in my life. That shows whether or not I want to see the kingdom in the world around me. I mean, we've all got relatives or even like a brother or sister that we really don't want to spend too much time with, maybe. That we really, like, I heard something the other day, like, everybody's got a weird cousin. And if you don't know who your weird cousin is, then it might just be you. So there's, you know, but those are the people in our lives. And if we can't even show them that we love them, that we want to spend time with them, that, you know what, Grandpa? It's not a burden for me to come over and help mow your lawn. You know what? Or if you've got a relative in a nursing home, just going there and spending some time with them, showing the people in your family how much you care. And I talked about truth in our actions, and there was a cool verse I found in written by John. In 1 John chapter 3, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." The kingdom of God is not something that is just up in the clouds or hanging out there in our minds or in our hearts. It's real and it's here. And in our actions, we will show it to those around us, and God will use that to do amazing, amazing things. Who's God calling you to serve in your family? Is He asking you to make a sacrifice for someone close to you? Like I said, it might not be big. It might be something small. But in those things, God is going to honor them, and He's going to bless you for it. There's a verse that I've been praying for my family for the last year in my devotional times. And it comes from Joshua, which is in the Old Testament. And Joshua has been leading the people of Israel for some time. And he's nearing the end of his life. And Joshua is reminding the people of Israel what's important and what they need to see in their family. And in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, it says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." My family and I are not perfect. We tease each other, we laugh, we have fun. But we strive in everything we do to put God first. And to do that, we serve and love one another. We read the Word together, we pray together. And that is how we see the kingdom at work in our family. And so as we leave here today, I just would again ask you those questions. Who's God asking you to serve in your family? Is He asking you to make a sacrifice? And when you do those things, when you ask, it may not be a sucker punch like I got. It may be something nice and you know, but God is faithful to that. And I want to pray for us all here before we leave here today. Dear God, I thank You so much for the gift of Your Son Jesus, for the sacrifice that You made on the cross for all of us. And dear Lord, I ask that You would have that sacrifice reign in our hearts, that we would know that we are forgiven. Lord, I ask that all the people here not be defined by things of this world, but they be defined by that sacrifice. That they live a life that communicates to others that they are saved and called to be Your children. Lord, I ask that you be with the families that are here, that You lift them up, that You let them know just how much You love them. Lord, may we seek You out and ask You for ways in which to serve and love our family so that we can see the kingdom at work in our homes. And dear Lord, I just ask that You bless us on this wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend where we celebrate our freedoms, the freedoms here in our country and the freedom that You've won for us in our hearts. And Lord, we lift up all these things in Jesus' name. And all the people said, Amen.
Additional downloads and resources are available by visiting FlushingCommunity.org. Join us this Sunday as we gather to experience God's transforming love together.